Appreciate this, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Good to see you. Mom and Dad today. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for them being here. Amen. Don't
beg the Lord.
Well, I'm thankful tonight that I can say I know how it feels. I'm thankful tonight that I can stand up here and I can testify and know what it is that they're singing about. And I know what it is that they're not just singing about it just to sing about it, but it's something real in my life. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for that tonight. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, very familiar passage. Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 17, very familiar passage. It says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast. Give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And I got to reading that passage and I got to thinking about it a little bit earlier this afternoon, and meditated on a little bit, and I got to thinking, it said Jesus beholding him loved him. And said unto him, one thing thou lackest. And I got to thinking about the one thing thou lackest. And it talks about here that he told this man to go sell his possessions, everything, and bring up his cross. But I got to thinking about really the one thing this man lacked, preacher, was Christ himself in him. The one thing he lacked was a revelation from God and the Holy Spirit coming inside of him. And I just have a little thought tonight, and I want to know tonight, is there something that lacks inside of you tonight? I got to thinking a little bit about, as they were standing up here singing, like I said, I know how it feels. I know that there is something inside of me that dwells inside of me. A great prophet said, I tried to quit, but a fire was in my bones. And I'm thankful tonight that there's something inside of me that can't be purchased. It was given to me by a great God, Heavenly Father, who spoke this world into existence. And I'm thankful tonight that I have access into that Father. And I just want to say tonight, I just really want to know. I just really want to know, is there one thing that is lacking inside of you tonight? Have you had that special experience with Jesus Christ tonight coming by your way and saving your wretched soul? Can I ask you tonight, do you look at yourself as a dirty, rotten old sinner? Have you ever had that one-time experience where you cannot say that there you have a Father in heaven tonight? Have you ever had that experience in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Because I want to tell you tonight that if you have not had that experience, if you have not had an experience with Christ, that he showed you how wicked and vile you really are and how you're a sinner needing of a Savior. Can I tell you tonight that you're on your way to hell? Can I tell you tonight? Can I tell you tonight there is a place that you can reach him tonight? You can reach him tonight at the altar of Christ. It doesn't have to be at this altar down here. It needs to be with him. He is our altar tonight. I was teaching a Sunday school class this morning, and we got to talking, of course. I asked him, I said, you know, today is obviously, it's very traditionally, everybody wants to talk about the resurrection, and I got to asking him about it, and I asked him, I said, can you recall anywhere else that the word resurrection is used in the scripture? And we got to talking a little bit about it. And over there where Christ, the Lord's talking to Martha, he says, I am the resurrection. And I'm thankful tonight that he is our resurrection. And he's already done it. It's already been done tonight. And everything's been done. And there's nothing else that needs to be completed tonight. And if we could just get out of the way, get out of our own way, and get back to some the simplicity of Christ, and that we're sinners in need of a Savior tonight. I'm thankful tonight that that he came by my way one night, showed me how rotten and vile I really was, showed me that it didn't matter if I gave all my money away. It didn't matter if I went to church every time the doors were open. It didn't matter if I was a good enough, what I thought was a good enough person. It didn't matter if I compared myself to somebody else and I could say, I'm not that bad. It didn't matter. It, what mattered was him. And what matters today is him. And what matters tonight is him. And it's all about him tonight. And I'm thankful tonight that he chose to come by my way and save my soul and pull me out of a miry pit of clay and set my feet on a solid foundation and established my goings. I'm thankful tonight. Oh, that he loved me that much, as they stood up here and sang, that he loved me that much to come and die on a cross. And the Lord sent it. The God of heaven sent his only begotten son to die on a cross. And he created a race knowing what they were going to do and how it was going to play out. And yet he loved them enough to still create them and give an answer and give the ultimate sacrifice for us to have a relationship with him. I'm thankful tonight to have a relationship with him. I wonder tonight if you have that relationship with him. I wonder tonight if you have, or if there's one thing that you lack is tonight, is that relationship that you lack, is it, or is there something else? Maybe you're saved tonight and something's in the way of your relationship with your Father. I know my dad's here tonight. And I know there's been times, and there's always some times, man, when you might have a little disagreement and there might be something that gets in the way of your relationship. But I'm thankful tonight we can always go to him. I've never not been able to go to my earthly father nor my heavenly father and either ask for forgiveness or talk to him and get things right and build that relationship back. Amen. And I'm thankful for that tonight.